Chapter 7. The steering's fine now, the lady said as the blue Rolls-Royce sped on down the M1. I'm very grateful to you, Mr. Carruthers. Frederick Carruthers. Now that name rings a bell, the woman said. I'm sure I've come across it somewhere before, but I can't quite place it. And so tell me, Mr. Carruthers, what do you do? Frederick paused. He looked out of the window and waved his hand in a rather vague way. I'm in prisons, he said. Well, I never. Isn't that a coincidence? The woman replied. So is my husband. Perhaps you've heard of him. His name is Sir Gerald Prescott. Frederick sank lower in his seat. Your husband, he said, as a cold shiver ran down his spine. Your husband is Sir Gerald Prescott, the governor of Newtown Jail? That's right, the woman replied. Do you know him? Not personally, Frederick said, but I know of him. He has quite a reputation in my field. Does he? Does he indeed? The driver said with a soft and bitter laugh. Well, I'm sure it's a reputation for childish, incompetent stupidity. My husband has the intelligence of a pineapple and the imagination of a doughnut. Lady Prescott's voice grew louder as she warmed to her subject. Sir Gerald is the weakest, the stupidest, the meanest, and the most selfish man to walk this earth. Frederick wanted to move on to another topic, like the weather or the price of cauliflowers, but it was no good. Lady Prescott was getting carried away, and there was just no stopping her now. Sir Gerald's nickname is Niagara, because he keeps bursting into tears, she screamed like a dragon breathing fire. When I first met him, he was a tiger, but he's turned into a kitten. He's a stubborn, ignorant jelly, and he drives me up the wall. Frederick sat in a state of shock, trying to squeeze words through his frozen lips. But it was just no good. His mouth opened and closed like a demented goldfish, and although he did manage a few incoherent grunts, none of the sounds came out right. So, recognizing defeat, he gave up trying to change the subject, sat back, and just watched the volcano erupt. Frederick's mind was not at peace. Here he was, sitting in a Rolls-Royce, driven by the wife of the governor of the prison he'd just escaped from. He was mumbling, his stomach was rumbling, his confidence was crumbling, and Lady Prescott was grumbling. Perhaps I should have stayed in my cell, he thought, as the driver put her foot down and the blue Rolls-Royce roared on.